You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to yet another edition of Cinema Chat. It's a regular Thursday feature, and my co-host is Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, and he joins us every Thursday. It's the Dave Fair and Russ Collins Show Cinema Chat here on WEMU. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, Dave, and we're looking forward. There was a really interesting piece today on the summer festival, and it's good to hear that things are coming back, but they're a long way from normal, and the movie industry certainly reflects that as well.
Don't you think that normal is probably a word we should just get rid of? I don't think that exists any longer, and when we return to whatever it is going to become, it still might not feel normal.
That's true. I guess maybe we should say that life returns to a point of historic reference, in that you can at least look back and see attendance figures and things like that that are comparable with something that we experienced previously. But you're absolutely right. They're normal is disrupted, and whatever normal there will be, it will be classified as a new normal for sure. Absolutely.
Well, some good news out yesterday. There's going to be financial help for movie theaters, concert venues, and the like as a result of the past American Rescue Plan.
That's right. So the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan included help for theaters and concert venues and other kinds of arts organizations. Not all arts organizations, mostly those that are connected to some kind of a venue.
Right.
But there was most of the money for this shuttered venue operator grant, which was what the movie theaters and concert venues and such were so excited about, was funded with the December COVID-19 relief bill that Congress passed and President Trump signed back in December. President Biden will sign this new American Rescue Plan that the Congress passed yesterday. This new program adds a little bit of money to the shuttered venue operator grant. The most important thing that it does is it clarifies how it's going to be implemented. It will be implemented by the Small Business Administration, or SBA. And there's another grant program called the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP. And formally, if you were going to apply for a shuttered venue operator grant, you could not apply for a Paycheck Protection Program, which was problematic for a lot of organizations because they actually might have qualified for both. It's not that they wanted both funding, but they would like to apply for both and make sure that at least some funding might come their way. Well, that was clarified, and it looks like we're going to be able to apply for Paycheck Protection Program. And
it's amazing how far a little organization can go.
That's absolutely true. So we got some clarification from the Congress and the Biden administration, and we look forward to lots of different kinds of venues and arts organizations benefiting from this, and the lack of clarity that was out there before being resolved, and providing benefit both for those very, very negatively affected organizations like the Michigan Theater and so many arts organizations, the Summer Festival and the University Musical Society and the ARC and all of those kind of places around the country, and making sure that there's some degree of this American Rescue Plan dynamic that's going to be able to help those folks through to, we hope, a new normal.
Well, I hear that Goodrich Quality 16 Theater is going through some issues not related to this, but certainly looking to get back on track in the near future.
Well, that's right. On the 9th of March, they posted to their website that due to projection and plumbing repairs, Quality 16 will be closed between March 9th and April 30th. Quality 16 has been in the Goodrich Theaters have been in a bankruptcy proceeding, and they actually have new ownership. So it's I hope that they get an opportunity to reopen, but this is not good news for movie lovers
right.
in the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti area.
Well, we'll keep
sure.
our fingers crossed and wish them well in getting back to operation.
That's true, absolutely. Well, we're very pleased and happy to be opening a film that I think is just going to be terrific. It's called The Father. It was artfully directed and written by Florian Zeller, and it stars Anthony Hopkins as a 80-year-old mischievous gentleman living defiantly alone and rejecting the caregivers that his daughter, who was played by Olivia Colman, another Academy Award-winning actor, and he's suffering from dementia, probably Alzheimer's, and his mental processes are really declining, but he doesn't see it, and his daughter's life has gotten to the point that she can't spend as much time as she had previously at a time when his needs are increasing, but he totally resists it. And you can imagine these two brilliant actors, Olivia Colman and Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, it sounds like a can't-miss kind of film.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see it. I haven't gotten to see it. The reviews are very, very strong, and it's going to be a very wonderful acting performance, and the film really hangs together extremely well.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. The other voice you hear is Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Russ.
Oh, yeah, no problem. So this remote stuff is... certainly has been a challenge over the years, so I'm looking forward to getting back in the studio someday, David. Then we'll get our rhythm.
Yep, 2035.
That's right. Maybe the new normal. So anyway, Borat's subsequent movie film, which has been playing online for quite a while, we're going to do some screenings of it this weekend at the State Theater. As you can imagine, Sacha Baron Cohen's film, which has won lots of awards, as this award season starts, is just a film of mayhem and comedy where he plays his Borat character. And he brings a young woman who in the movie is his daughter. And that makes even more kind of difficult and comic situations involving many real people.
Yes, disturbingly, Rudy Giuliani,
It's an interesting film.
Yeah, and it
will Nomadland be Land is moving to the Michigan Theater on Saturday. We're going to play Nomadland and Minari, two of the front runners for Academy Award Best Picture. And if you're interested in director Chloe Zhao's film that got her started, Songs from My Brother, she's the director for Nomadland. You can see that on the Michigan Theater's virtual movie palace, which we've started streaming. So Songs of My Brother by Chloe Zhao is playing currently, along with about 29 other films on our virtual movie palace. Next week, we're going to celebrate the State Theater's 679th birthday with a screening of Casablanca, the most acclaimed film of 1942, directed by Michael Curtiz. And
now that came out the year that the State Theater opened. Did it play there?
That's right. That's right. The same year as the Michigan, 1942. So we're celebrating the anniversary, which is actually on March 18th. But we'll look forward to screening that over the weekend and next weekend. And as you know, the Michigan Theater was recently renovated by the Michigan mm-hmm. Theater Foundation. So you want to go check that out for sure. Lots of other great films coming up. The Courier, starring Benedict Cumberbatch, and we're looking forward to that. At your favorite multiplex, the Goodrich Theaters, we said, is closed through at least April 30th. The Cinemark film out between Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti is playing a lot of different films and a lot of Indian films as well. But they're not playing Raya and the Last Dragon because Cinemark, the company that owns it, it's also the name of the theater, won't play any films that are being simultaneously streamed. So you can watch Raya and the Last Dragon on Disney Plus.
That's a policy that's likely to change in the years to come. This is not going to go away.
Absolutely. And the Imagine Theater in Saline is playing Raya and the Last Dragon. It's gotten great reviews, both from the critics and audiences, and NPR did a really nice piece on it earlier this week. Also playing at both the Cinemark and Imagine Theater is Boogie. It actually opened a couple weeks ago. But it's about a Chinese-American guy who is a really terrific basketball player. But he suffers a kind of racism that is a little different than you've seen before on the screen, and a very compelling personal story.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And Chaos Walking.
The Dave Fair autobiography.
About a planet where it's all men, and they can all read each other's minds, which is just the opposite of the way that men really are. And a spacecraft crashes on the planet, and there happens to be a woman in it. And it's got Ridley, Daisy Ridley is the lone female on this planet. So she has quite a challenge in front of her, as do the men, to overcome the difficulties that exist on that planet.
Well, there's lots of choices, and we'll have a special State Theater anniversary and look next week, and we'll be joined by the executive director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival as well, Leslie Raymond. So I hope you'll tune in next Thursday for Cinema Chat. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.